Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Bethann.
Good morning.
In a state where everybody's a Democrat, what does it mean to be a Democrat? That's a question that comes up fairly often.
And I think it's came up a lot during the convention, and it's going to continue to come up, and we're going to talk about that a little bit this morning. Now, there's no doubt that Hawaii is bluer than blue. And like other states in the same category, it's a question of what shade of blue Democrats support. Some, including many younger and first-time voters, prefer the Sanders hue. More seasoned voters are choosing Hillary Clinton. In Hawaii, the split resonated at the state convention, where Democrats chose new leadership and made a categorical statement over the issue of superdelegates the next time around. New party chair and Sanders supporter Tim Vandeveer has already met with the rest of the leadership team, and he's in our studio this morning. Good morning.
Aloha, Bethann. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you here. Looking at the party that perhaps a lot of us don't know, as an insider, now party chair, what is it about the Democratic Party that you think needs to be communicated better to the rest of us?
Well, I think we need to remember our history as a party, not just as a state party, but nationally, and perhaps go back to some of our more progressive values, some of our core values that define us as a party. I think we need to communicate where we're at, especially as a state party, and I'm still getting oriented. I'm very new to the job, as you know, and you said. I am still finding out exactly where we're at financially, but I think we need to communicate, be very open with our membership about where we're at financially and what our goals are going to be for the next 2 years.
While you're talking about money, you've already made statements that made you sound as if it were almost in a fund drive, and without trying to be cute about that, but
sure.
The idea that if you believe in something, that there ought to be a monthly sustaining gift, and that has had some mixed reviews on your end.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest differences between myself and the other candidates in the race, and they were all great candidates, the folks that I ran against for party chair are good people that believe deeply in progressive values, but we differed somewhat in our approach to fundraising. I'm a firm believer that one of the reasons why there's a perceived disconnect, and I think a very real disconnect in some respects between our elected officials and voters and between our party and its members, is big money in our politics. And I believe that to eliminate any suspicion of wrongdoing or any suspicion that people are out of touch with their constituents, one of the main ways we can do that is to go back to our grassroots for funding, go back, connect with our members, let them know what's going on, and ask them to help out. Because in many ways, as you know, through public radio, when you give folks something to believe in and you ask them for support, many hands can make light work. And it's possible in the political realm, and Bernie Sanders has proven that. So we can make our party vibrant. We can help our candidates. We can organize. As you also know, fundraising is an amazing organizing tool, and Bernie Sanders has proven that as well. It's also an exercise in movement building. And we can really get this party to be much more responsive, I think, to its membership and by proxy, our elected officials to be more responsive to voters through grassroots fundraising.
You brought up a lot of issues that could almost be leveraged into how a lot of people think about union organizing. What do you think is the relationship between unions today and the Democratic Party of Hawaii as you see it today, and some of perhaps the disconnects between the two?
Well, that's a big question. There's different types of unions. Not all unions are equal. Traditionally, the role of unions in the Democratic Party has been one of organizing. And I'm on the side of unions that organize and do things on behalf of their communities. And that's not to say that all unions don't do things on behalf of their communities in different ways. But I think to some extent, some of the money coming into the party from unions might be used that might be purpose for different reasons. I think we could probably utilize our unions much better as an organizing tool, as they were used traditionally, to help build capacity at our precincts and help organize our districts and kind of teach our members organizing 101 to strengthen our membership and grow it.
When we look at the ledge this year, any year, we see lots of factions. It's just not enough to be a Democrat. Given the fact that there's been the split between Clinton supporters and Sanders supporters, although it, in the end, the state will support likely whatever Democratic candidate is given the nomination, still people have long memories. And how do you see moving through some of that baggage that people will carry or maybe attach in certain ways to others going forward in building the party that you would like to build in Hawaii?
Well, as you say, we're a very diverse party. We're a very big tent party, and we can have these debates. I believe at the end of the day and after the primaries and into the general election, we're going to be a stronger party because of these debates. We're able to do that thanks in large part to our history. This is not the first time there's been a highly contested presidential race that's filtered down to the local level. And we've done it before. We can do it again. I'm a big fan of reminding folks of what has come before. And I think if we continue to keep those lines of communication open and keep our discourse civil and treat each other with aloha, we're going to be a much stronger party at the end of the day.
Part of that discussion also centers on the issue of superdelegates. What came out of the convention was a very clear message that superdelegates should be jettisoned from the system and not made part of it, given what's happened with the caucus earlier this year and the fact that a lot of people don't feel that there's a real representation of what happened in actual fact with what they see happening with delegates, and particularly the superdelegates, and the possibility that superdelegates might jeopardize what the majority of the state would like to see happen, or at least what we saw happen during the caucus.
Yeah.
What happens now?
Well, we go to convention, and it's kind of ironic. I am a superdelegate now as party chair, but I agree with the resolution that was passed out of convention. You know, I didn't help to draft it, but I certainly agree with it. If nothing else, at least a modification of the rules to reflect the will of the majority of voters in states and congressional districts, because of the fact that the intent of superdelegates was not to be this overarching better judgment, you know, that somehow they were going to protect regular voters from what they perceive as their bad judgment or prevent an outbreak of excessive democracy. I think that that's a silly way to interpret the role of superdelegates, nor should superdelegates be inactive and just anoint certain candidates who happen to believe it's their turn to serve. So I would support modifying the rule, and if failing that, I think we might just think about abolishing it with something perhaps to replace it. But right now, it's not working. I think it's a pretty silly system the way it's set up.
You talk about anointing certain people because it may be their time to serve. We've seen that happen a lot in past, but there's also been the issue of what new blood is coming up to be able to move the party in the direction that you've been talking about now for a little while, and that certainly got you elected, albeit by a margin of 20 votes.
Right.
But the point is that how do you look at growing a pool of potential candidates that move the party in the direction that you see?
Well, I think growing the party in general means growing the progressive movement of the party. One of the things we saw in this election were young people getting involved, people who are not traditionally Democrats, independents, maybe identified as independents, getting involved in the Democratic Party to cast this vote for Bernie Sanders. So it's not just about growing new members, but retaining the members we have. And I think if people understand that there's a change at the top, this is not maybe the same old Democratic Party serving the same old special interests, I think they're more willing to stay. And we certainly hope that we can engage longtime Democrats, new members of the party, and move everybody forward.
Well, we'll look forward to the next time we're able to engage you.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for making time for us today.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
Tim Vandeveer is the newly elected chair of the Democratic Party of Hawaii.